It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
As the nation was still digesting the president's statements from his interview with NBC's Lester Holt over breakfast Friday morning, Trump showed signs that his mental state is unraveling. At the New York Times, Peter Baker eloquently stated it to begin the day, quote, President Trump on Friday warned James B. Comey, the former FBI director he fired this week, against leaking anything negative about the president and warned the news media that he may cancel all future White House briefings. In a series of early morning Twitter posts, Mr. Trump even seemed to suggest that there may be secret tapes of his conversations with Mr. Comey that could be used to counter the former FBI director if necessary. It was not immediately clear whether he meant that literally or simply hoped to intimidate Mr. Comey into silence. For 2 days, Trump's spokespeople claimed that the memo from Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein was the impetus for the firing.
You said last week the president had full confidence in the FBI director. What changed?
The recommendation that came today and the rationale behind it.
So the president made the decision today?
Yes.
Look, I think when you receive a report that is so clear and a recommendation by someone like the deputy attorney general, you have no choice but to act.
President Trump made the right decision at the right time. To accept the recommendation of the deputy attorney general and the attorney general to ask for the termination, to support the termination of the director of the FBI because of the actions that the Deputy Attorney General outlined to the president that were endorsed and agreed with by the Attorney General. The president made the right decision at the right time.
This is the action that a president takes when he is told by the Deputy Attorney General, who's only been on the job for 14 days, so he took a new assessment, a new look at everything.
So let's go back to that NBC interview. Trump proved them all liars with one quick answer.
Regardless of recommendation, I was going to fire Comey, knowing there was no good time to do it. And in fact, when I decided to just do it, I said to myself, I said, you know, this Russia thing with Trump and Russia is a made-up story. It's an excuse by the Democrats for having lost an election.
So Dump admits that he was troubled by the made-up Russia thing, and that was why he fired him. Once again, throwing the people that regularly lie for him under the bus.
People in the Justice Department made a very strong recommendation. The president followed it. This absolutely has nothing to do with any investigation into Russia.
It has nothing to do with Russia. It has everything to do with whether the current FBI director has the president's confidence.
Intelligence officials have said there's investigation into potential ties between campaign officials and Russian officials.
That's not what this was about. The president took strong and decisive leadership here to put the safety and security of the American people first.
What about the president's dissatisfaction with the Russia probe? Did that play into this, sir? And
let me be very clear that the president's decision to accept the recommendation of the Deputy Attorney General and the Attorney General to remove Director Comey as the head of the FBI was based solely and exclusively on his commitment to the best interest of the American people.
The New York Times on Thursday also reported that during that dinner, Trump demanded loyalty from the FBI director, with Michael Schmidt writing, as they ate, the president and Mr. Comey made small talk about the election and the crowd sizes at Mr. Trump's rallies. The president then turned the conversation to whether Mr. Comey would pledge his loyalty to him.
I can really shake him down.
Do you love me?
Schmidt appeared on MSNBC Friday morning.
Comey had been appointed by Obama back in 2013. So it's 7 days into his presidency, January 27th. Comey gets summoned to the White House. Comey doesn't want to go, but he doesn't think he can turn the meeting down. And right off the bat, Trump goes after the issue of loyalty, sort of signaling to Comey that this was the reason why he wanted to talk to him. And Comey sidestepped it and said, look, I'll give you my honesty, but, you know, he doesn't give that loyalty approach. But Trump kept on coming back to it. And they eventually get to the point where Trump says, well, honest loyalty. Now, I don't specifically know whether it's true that the issue of the Russia investigation came up at that, but it was clear to Comey what Trump was trying to get from him. And Comey didn't want to do it, and he was afraid of doing it, and his relationship from there deteriorated. And what Comey's associates say is when they look back at this, they say, well, this is pretty crystal clear why this relationship never worked out and why Comey was fired.
Now, the reporting must have rubbed Trump the wrong way, as he let loose a particularly erratic Twitter stream that included,
"As a very active president with lots of things happening, it is not possible for my surrogates to stand at podium with perfect accuracy. Maybe the best thing to do would be to cancel all future, quote, press briefings and hand out written responses for the sake of accuracy," followed by three question marks.
And the kicker,
"James Comey better hope that there are no, quote, tapes of our conversations before he starts leaking to the press."
Presidential historian Michael Beschloss tweeted in response, "Presidents are supposed to have stopped routinely taping visitors without their knowledge when Nixon's taping system was revealed in 1973. If you appreciate our What's News segments, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. What's News and The Nicole Sandler Show are 100% listener funded, and we need your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.